Hello, guys. This is Dr. K here, and I'm coming to you with your 5-Minute Friday tip. So I just wanted to remind you guys, I hope you are going to tune into my podcast. It's called Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. You can find us on the Apple Podcast app. And please don't forget to subscribe and download. Follow me on my Instagram at Beauty by Dr. K. And here's your tip of the day. So I want to talk about acids. You guys might be scared of the idea of an acid, putting an acid on your face, because it sounds like those old-fashioned chemical peels where you get really red, raw, and peely. But acids are actually some of the most beneficial ingredients that are used in skincare. So as we age, we get adult dull skin, and the dead skin cells just sit on the surface of the skin, giving the appearance of dry, aged, wrinkled skin. I would love all of my clients to use great skincare. And part of that is using an acid to exfoliate dullness. So if you think about acids, they are basically an ingredient that removes the glue that's holding these dead sticky cells on the surface of the skin. And using an acid daily is something that will give you exfoliation and brightness, and you get shiny, newer skin cells coming up to the top, and you just really get a fresh, beautiful glow. There are all kinds of acids that we can talk about, and I want to start with the exfoliators. So you've heard of some of these: glycolic acid, salicylic acid, retinoic acid, lactic acid, and malic acid. So this week, let's talk all about the acids. And the first and most important acid, I think, in every woman's regimen, especially if you're over age 30, like me and many of my clients, is retinoic acid. You guys have all heard of this. It's popularly called Retin-A. It's a vitamin A derivative, and it's used most commonly for acne and anti-aging. There's a lot of different strengths of Retin-A out there on the market. Renova is a 0.025%. It goes up to 0.5%, and the highest usually is at 1%. So this is a product derived from vitamin A, and it works by revving up collagen production, and it keeps your pores clean. It tightens up pores as they spread open and enlarge by helping you to produce more collagen. And sometimes it makes you a little dry, tight, or flaky if you're using a Retin-A that's not a real cosmetically elegant formula. That's why it's so important to choose one that's going to have the cosmetic benefit and be, you know, gentle enough to use on your skin daily. So Retin-A is one of the most studied products out there in the cosmetic industry. And I would say research-wise, it's the only thing that is proven to prevent fine lines and wrinkles. There's a million products in your beauty magazines and 101 products at Sephora and Nordstrom's that guarantee that they're going to reverse your wrinkles. But there is really nothing other than Retin-A that is scientifically proven to reverse fine lines and improve skin texture and anti-age you. So that's what I recommend for all of you ladies, to start using Retin-A, a pea-sized amount, every night before bedtime, and gradually work your way up to that. Some people have to start with every other night or every third night so you don't get too much dryness and irritation. Try a really great Retin-A like mine. It's called Diamond Line Refine. That has a lot of nutraceuticals and botanicals that prevent it from being irritating. And then use it regularly. Remember, Retin-A is going to be basically your fountain of youth if you start early and continue it. And that is my beauty tip of the day, all about acids, learning about Retin-A and retinoic acid. And tune in for the next one. The next acid coming up is going to be kojic acid. Thanks for tuning in. This is Dr. K, plastic surgeon in Los Angeles. You can find me at Beauty by Dr. K on Instagram. And my YouTube channel and podcast is now available. It's called Beauty Bites, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. Hope you enjoyed that.